This is St. Louis Public Radio. As national retailers close stores, shopping malls around the country are left with thousands of square feet of empty space they're desperate to fill. As St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fenton reports, to survive, shopping centers such as the Quincy Mall in Quincy, Illinois, have started welcoming medical centers to keep mall business humming.
When Mike Jenkins throws a coin into the Quincy Mall's Fountain Court wishing well, he hopes for more tenants.
Does that look like an ideal place for a coffee shop or what? That would be my dream wish.
He's the property manager at the 500,000 square foot shopping center. His job is to keep the stores occupied, but that's been harder than it used to be. Now more people are shopping online and retail is suffering. In 1 year, two of the mall's anchors closed.
Yeah, that was quite a month. It was August of 2018, within 30 days of each other, both Bergner's and Sears announced that they were going to be pulling out. I mean, that left us with, you know, just a huge big box vacancy.
But the Quincy Mall had a stroke of luck. At the same time, one of the city's two large medical providers was looking for a place for its new outpatient surgery center. Now, across from the Wishing Well and around the corner from the Dairy Queen is the future home of the Quincy Medical Group's Cancer Institute and Surgical Center. For those who grew up in the heyday of the American shopping mall, heading there for a cancer infusion may at first seem jarring. But Jenkins says it makes perfect sense. Struggling malls need tenants and medical companies need space. That means people in the future will most likely end up going to the mall for an outpatient procedure or to pick up medicine. Even the Mall of America welcomed a medical clinic last year.
We are trendy. We just didn't know we were trendy. That was really not the intention.
That's Carol Brockmiller, the CEO of Quincy Medical Group. She says she wasn't looking to save the Quincy Mall. In the beginning, Quincy residents thought putting a clinic at the mall was the craziest idea ever.
Well, we saw it as a big empty box. So if, you know, yes, it's formerly known as Bergner's. Now it's our new location known as 3347 Broadway.
Coming this spring, patients will receive cancer treatment at the Quincy Mall and later will be able to get colonoscopies and in-and-out procedures such as tonsillectomies or hand surgeries. Brockmiller says the decision boiled down to two things, money and location. Former mall spaces have what health companies are looking for. They have enormous parking lots, they're accessible to traffic, and they have big, big spaces to fill with operating rooms and surgical suites.
I think that there's value in old buildings. Because we had looked at property and because we had looked at other buildings, we knew that there wasn't great options unless you buy a big old field and start a building from scratch, and that is just uber expensive.
Brockmiller says the new outpatient surgery center will save patients money too, because freestanding centers usually can offer lower prices. Quincy's Blessing Hospital, now the mall facility's main competitor, currently leases space from the Quincy Medical Group to perform outpatient surgeries. After the mall facility was announced, Blessing started making plans to open its own surgery center. Hospital officials have argued there aren't enough patients in the region for two providers. Maureen Kahn is the CEO of Blessing Health System. She says the outpatient surgeries help the nonprofit hospital provide free care to those who can't afford it. The new outpatient center in the mall could take away that business. But Kahn also says having two competitors offer similar services could be good for patients. She says it will make both providers even better.
There were some businesses who said, okay, we want a little competition. We want you to be, brings prices down in some cases, but it also will maybe improve the quality. It may improve the service.
Was that your game?
This is still my game.
It is.
Mike Jenkins at the Quincy Mall says the new center has already sparked interest in potential tenants.
People or businesses or companies are reaching out now because the announcement of QMG coming to the mall.
He says he can envision flower shops, cafes, and the Hallmark store is expected to make a killing selling Get Well Soon cards. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.